Charlie Kirk, Andrew Breitbart Fought to Win. By Hannah Blow on February 25, 2022. Andrew Breitbart Fought to Win, Turning Point USA's founder and president, Charlie Kirk, said Thursday during a conservative political action conference, CPAC, panel honoring the late Andrew Breitbart. Discussing the legacy he left by bolstering the conservative movement and paving the way for many. Radio host Larry O'Connor, who worked with Andrew Breitbart, asked Kirk, who participated in the panel alongside Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle and Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe, what Andrew did to attract him to the movement, as Kirk was a teenager at the time. Kirk described Andrew as authentic and someone who was willing to push the boundaries. It was the videos of him going up to protesters, asking them, "What does your sign say?" And they didn't know. They looked at their sign. They're like, "I don't know." He was the first one to do that, right? He was the first one to go straight into the fire, Kirk said. And every enemy Andrew Breitbart had, it was a good list. That list still is pretty good to this day. He would go to all their conferences and just show up in the lobby. This was unheard of in 2010 conservatism. He added, continuing, Breitbart.com and Andrew completely changed the way that conservatives fight the left. This is one of his great legacies, and Andrew fought to win, Kirk declared. He fought to win, thank you. It wasn't just to be in the fight. It was. Wait. We're doing something here, O'Connor exclaimed. Kirk added that the other side ended coffee shop dialogue a long time ago, which bolstered Andrew's determination to win. It's like, we're in a street fight. And Andrew's like, okay. If we're in a street fight, then we're going to win because the country's at stake. And I think that's inspired millions of people in a very profound way, Kirk added.